The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
With your Money Briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen. It's been about 20 years since Wall Street had reason to take a close look at Walmart's stock. Now the stock is poised to make a big move. We'll have details in a moment. First, these money and market stories you need to know. About half of U.S. workers say they were satisfied with their jobs in 2017. That's the highest level since 2005, according to a new report from the business research group, the Conference Board. Over the past 7 years, Americans report feeling better about their pay, along with a greater sense of job security, both features of an economy with a low unemployment rate and long decline in layoffs. In fact, satisfaction at work has improved for 2 years in a row among those with income under $75,000, while it dropped last year for those above that threshold. That may reflect a particularly tight labor market for lower-paid workers who endured stagnant wages for years, but have been seeing some faster wage gains than higher-paid workers. Meanwhile, U.S. corporate profits soared in the second quarter, boosted by large tax cuts and stronger economic growth than initially reported. The U.S. economy rose 16.1% from the second quarter a year earlier. That's the largest year-over-year gain in 6 years. And taxes, or a lack thereof, played a big role. Taxes paid by U.S. companies were down 33% from a year earlier. But strong underlying economic growth was also a factor. The Commerce Department revised its estimate of how fast the economy grew in the second quarter to an annual rate of 4.2% from an earlier estimate of 4.1%.
The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. The business world includes almost everything, so American Express covers almost everything. It's all connected. Technology needs business. Business needs government. Government needs technology. It's one big circle of backing that's supporting, advising, funding, and informing. It makes the business world go round. The bottom line is that it's way better when someone has your back. You really don't have to go it alone when you have American Express, because they have your back. Don't do business without it.
We're joined by Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Aaron Back. Walmart offers nearly any kind of household product consumers look for. But Aaron, it's been a while since we might hear the announcement, attention Walmart investors, the stock has serious growth potential.
Yeah, that's right. There's real excitement about Walmart stock right now for the first time in quite a while. And the reason why is that they are becoming an e-commerce success story. Their e-commerce sales are up, you know, on track to rise 40% this year. And all those household products that you can get at Walmart, millions of them that you can get shipped to your door for free with two-day shipping, everything from shampoo to toilet paper to all kinds of stuff like that. And they're becoming a really serious e-commerce player.
And through their acquisition of Jet.com, they're actually able to use a lot of delivery attributes and delivery services that are pretty attractive to consumers.
They've integrated the Jet.com technology and the Jet.com management into their core e-commerce operations at Walmart.com. So it's now a pretty slick, well-functioning website with good logistics, excellent delivery, and they're also reaching a new audience with the Jet.com acquisition of, you know, millennials living in big cities, not exactly your typical Walmart customer.
Bridging a traditional retail and more or less a more modern retail world.
That's right. And I think the insight that Walmart had is that their network of superstores is an asset to them and makes them one of the few companies in the nation that can actually compete with Amazon.
You know, a point you make in your story is that even though they're having this solid growth online, it's not affecting their business in the brick and mortar stores.
Well, far from it. It's actually helping their brick and mortar stores. So they're doing something called click and pick or something like that, where you order things online and you pick them up in the store.
Well, that's very convenient.
Well, it is for certain people. Now, you know, I mean, people who shop at Walmart anyway. Okay, so I still might want to go to the store to pick out, say, fresh meat and fresh vegetables. But everything else on my list, from, you know, toilet paper to, you know, dish detergent, I don't need to pick that out myself. They can have it ready for me. And, you know, on top of that, people don't always like to have things delivered to their door. if I'm going to buy a TV or a power tool or something like that, it could get stolen off my doorstep. Mm-hmm. So people actually like being able to pick it up in store. And so in the last quarter, Walmart's same store sales was the fastest in 10 years. And a significant part of that was because people are ordering things online and picking them up in stores. So again, this is the insight they had, that they can use their traditional assets to work together with the Jet.com to really create an interesting solution that is competing with Amazon.
You know, it's not as if Walmart has raced to the top tier of e-commerce success this year. You write in your Herd of the Street column that just last year, the company ranked number 4.
Well, so they acquired Jet.com in 2016. So by 2017, they were already the 4th largest e-commerce company in the United States by sales, behind only Amazon, eBay, and Apple. Now, the gap between them and Amazon is still huge.
That's some good company.
Some excellent company. You wouldn't expect to find Walmart in that company. The gap is still very big. Okay, they had approximately $15 billion of e-commerce sales, according to a research firm, eMarketer, compared to $200 billion for Amazon. So they're not on Amazon's level yet, but they're growing 40% a year. So it's a really interesting story.
You make a significant note in your story that Walmart's low online prices, they really stand apart from several of their competitors.
Walmart has the leverage with suppliers. If I'm Campbell's Soup, if I'm Procter & Gamble, Walmart can get them to give me a better price than anyone else. And now they're passing that on to people online. It's hard to measure this, but J.P. Morgan did a study where they looked at online grocery sales compared to Kroger, for example. Walmart is 5% cheaper than Kroger, and Kroger is already a value play. Amazon's grocery delivery service, they found, was a 12% premium to Kroger. So Walmart is taking the price advantage that they enjoyed offline and bringing it online.
And in terms of the stock, you're seeing in terms of the metrics of the stock that there's some room to grow here.
Yeah, so the swing factor of the stock is really how these e-commerce sales are doing. Okay, everyone knows how the bricks and mortar stores are doing. E-commerce is the swing factor. The stock was rising quite a bit. At the start of this year, they had one single disappointing quarter for e-commerce, the stock fell dramatically. More recently, they printed this 40% growth in e-commerce sales in one quarter. Stock went up 10% in one day. So I think that as long as this e-commerce growth story continues, the stock has a lot of room to rise.
All right. That is Wall Street Journal Herd on the Street columnist Aaron Back joining us here in our studio. Aaron, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.